Week 16, The Little Things Matter. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In Him, my rock, there is no wrong. It's a beautiful verse from Psalm 92. It tells us that God's grace cannot bear fruit in us as long as the soil of our hearts remains hardened to God's holy will. If we continue to let sin control our marriage, if we refuse to allow God's grace to cultivate and fertilize us, then by our own choice, we will be cut down. If we truly desire intimate relationship with our wife, then we must be receptive to her and to God's will. We can only do this when we die to our own wills, when we die to our selfish pleasures and desires, and become reconciled with our wife together with the Lord. It is only then, in the total offering of ourselves in love to God, in that sublime moment of complete giftedness, that we can say with the Apostle Paul in sincerity and truth, while looking directly into the eyes of our wife, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. In other words, when we crucify all those things that take us away from Jesus, when we start to see our wife the way God sees her, then we can say with St. Paul in complete confidence and joy, filled with the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit, it is no longer I who live, but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who lives and moves and breathes in me. Your challenge for this week, show enthusiasm for the things that she's excited about, and let your actions show it. Have a blessed week.